KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we're going to talk about movement today, keeping moving. Buffalo Hill Terrace's fitness coordinator, Todd Rausch, with us. Hello, Todd.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us today. That's one of the things that we were always taught is no matter what, keep moving. Somehow or another, keep moving. Now, that gets a little more difficult as we get a little bit older.
True, true. Especially with older individuals, you always see them kind of reach a certain age or a point in their life where they start to believe that exercise or physical activity doesn't really apply to them. They can't really see benefits, or even exercise might even do more harm than good for them.
You know, I've noticed that as I get older, it's a little more difficult to develop muscle.
Definitely. You get to a point where you're not really going to build much muscle, but that doesn't mean you can't still improve or maintain that muscular strength. So it's always good to keep moving, keep exercising to at least maintain that muscular strength. Studies show once you reach about the age of 40 that your muscle just naturally decreases. So it's always good to keep moving to really maintain that muscular strength.
Well, let's talk about some ways that you can help encourage older individuals to keep moving.
I think the best way to really encourage older individuals to keep moving is really to inform them of these benefits. A lot of older individuals, like I said, think exercise does more harm than good, whereas if they were to know that exercise has benefits such as reducing the loss of bone density, help lower the risk of osteoporosis, help stabilize blood pressure, kind of all these things that older individuals deal with, if you just inform them that exercise has all these benefits.
What about those of us who are in pain? We've got some pain to deal with, and exercise seems to exacerbate that pain.
Correct, yeah. Exercise can be one of the best natural remedies for that pain, especially in older individuals. We always see them dealing with arthritis is a big one. We always see the lack of joint mobility. So really that exercise, physical activity, or just any movement really helps decrease that joint pain, that muscular pain that we talked about. So just keep moving just really helps overall.
Now, as a trainer, do you have some ways that we can sort of mitigate some of those pains when we're exercising?
So a couple things to always keep in mind when exercising is kind of know your physical abilities. You don't want to overdo anything. You don't want to over-exasperate yourself. So really starting easy and just easing yourself into it, especially if you're an older individual that's just starting to exercise, you got to kind of find that initial point of where to start.
Well, maybe we can find some more ways to stay active on our own, and Todd will talk with us about that next.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to the fullest. The programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones, but also has day services. Now, this flexible program brings caregivers and families much-needed support while adding dimension to the lives of daily guests. Individuals who join take part in the same engaging, innovative programming offered to residents, and both part-day and full-day services are available. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about residences and day services, call 752-7625, 752-7625, or visit the website ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest today is Buffalo Hill Terrace's fitness coordinator, Todd Rausch. All right, you know, I would far rather be up skiing than working on a treadmill.
Yeah, I think all of us would be.
I would really rather. But you take away the opportunity for me to go skiing. And what's left for me?
So there's still many opportunities, especially for older individuals who can't get out as much as, say, anyone else. A lot of activities they can do include just simple walking around the house, simple house chores, anything that gets them moving, whether it's just sweeping the floor, cleaning windows, just regular activities like that just gets them up, gets that joint mobility going. all that activity can actually play a huge part in the long run.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
I know. It's not as
it's
fun
work.
As skiing. Yeah.
But there's got to be some fun things we can do. Perhaps just get our brains kind of tuned into just making these things more fun, making them more challenging by realizing that it's doing good for our bodies.
Yeah, so always adding a little more to your exercise routine, whether you're younger or older, always adds kind of that extra spark to give you the energy to keep exercising. For older individuals, we see a lot of fun. If you add some coordination type activities, add some resistance bands, some stuff they can use, just adding a new element to your workout each time or over a span really adds that extra energy to keep exercising.
There comes a point when we have to realize we're not going to bench press 350 pounds ever again.
Yeah, it's...
I'm already there a long time ago.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, though, getting in the gym and working and doing heavy weights and things, not necessary at that point, as long as we find a way to keep moving, keep our joints moving in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, correct. It doesn't have to take much. It can be as simple as just going for a walk, even if you're limited, say, especially with the older individuals with a walker, even just that simple walk down the hallway or down the sidewalk for a little ways, that can make all the difference in the world just to get that joint movement. Get your mind kind of sharp, just experiencing that blood flow and whatnot.
You know, there are different types of walkers. You bring that up. There are different type of walkers. Some of them are a little more easy to manipulate than others. And probably it's a good idea to make sure you got one that's easier so that you can get out and get some exercise without completely tiring yourself out.
Yeah, definitely with the walkers, we see a lot of different variations, especially at Emmanuel Lutheran. We see that the ones with the wheels are a lot easier than the ones where you have to slide, especially on carpet and whatnot. So it's a lot easier, and it's also safer for the individual.
Todd Raj is our guest. He's the fitness coordinator. So as a fitness coordinator at a retirement community, how do you encourage a large number of residents to do what we're talking about, keep moving?
So at the retirement community, we actually try to do a lot of challenges to give the residents a little extra incentive. Bingo is a big part at our retirement community. So I took bingo and kind of added some fitness activity to it, where each square is kind of a fitness activity for them to accomplish.
Oh.
And once they accomplish that, they get that square X'd out, and the first one to get it all done gets the bingo. So just adding that extra incentive to keep them moving has really shown improvements in our residents.
Now, we're talking about diagonal and crosswise or blackout?
All the above. We actually did have someone do a blackout.
Really?
So that was pretty awesome to see.
I suppose. What kind of changes do you see in residents who are committed to being more active?
A lot of times I see with our residents that are more active, I see a lot more energy, kind of a happier energy that they always have with them. They always have a smile. They just, you would think with exercise it would wear them out more, but in reality it actually gives them more energy and more happiness in their lifestyle to kind of keep that independence.
You know, I don't think I could just sit in a chair all day long and watch television. First of all, sitting around isn't much fun, but television is boring after a while.
Yeah, so it's good to always get our residents out of their rooms. Even if you don't live at a retirement community, it's always good to get out of the house, get moving, get that extra incentive to kind of get your mind out of watching TV.
Well, there are restrictions, though. We have to face up to that, and Todd and I will talk about that next. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Buffalo Hotel Terrace has fitness coordinator Todd Rausch is with us. Now, I've been around Buffalo Hill Terrace, and, you know, if you don't walk around there, you know, there's lots of places to walk. There's, what, 2-3 floors? and lots of things to see and people to see and talk to. That's a good excuse to get out and move around a little.
Yeah, so it's always good, especially in our community. The social aspect always brings a lot of our residents out of their room. So we encourage with exercise that social aspect is always very important for them as well, to help them encourage to get to our exercises, classes, or any activities.
But we do have restrictions we have to consider as we get older. What are some of those that you see?
So a lot of restrictions I deal with on a daily basis is we do have a lot of, say, wheelchair-based or wheelchair-bound residents, or residents that just have overall lack of mobility, where it's harder for them to really exercise as much as others.
Mm, so even working in with a wheelchair. Well, you know, some of these guys that've been in a wheelchair for years, quadriplegics, these guys got arms and shoulders that would, you know, make Charles Atlas blush.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely work certain muscle groups.
And, well, what about concerns about staying active? How do you work through some of that?
So to work through some of the restrictions, we actually have a few classes that are all in a seated position. We call one of them Sit and Be Fit, where it is kind of made... designed for those wheelchair-bound or less mobile participants, where you can do a full workout, 30-minute workout, where all seated exercises, where we still work the legs, the arms, stretch out everything, get that joint mobility without even having to stand up.
How concerned are you about cardiovascular for older people?
It is actually very important still. Studies actually show you can always, no matter what age, even if you're at an older age, you still can improve your cardiovascular system. So it is very important, especially with the increases of blood pressure with older individuals. It is very important to make sure you take into account that cardiovascular as well as that muscular strength.
So essentially we're trying to make fun out of it, but the reality is it's very serious business.
Yeah, it's always good to... check with your doctors before participating in physical activity. Make sure there's no extra concerns before you start physical activity.
But do start something.
Yeah, it's always good just to get out, get moving. There's tons of benefits no matter what age you are. Even if it's just going for a walk or just working in the garden, just to make sure you get that joint mobility.
You know, I've never come across a doctor everywhere that says, no, you should sit in that chair and don't move.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever meet a doctor that encourages you not to move.
That's right. Todd Rausch is our guest. And how can we get more information about what you can do for us?
So I am always available at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Even if you're just a community member to contact, you can always just call our offices at Emmanuel Lutheran or Buffalo Hill Terrace, and they'll direct you to me. You can find all this information online. Just a simple Google search will give you just about all this information as well.
And of course, the direct approach to that is the website, ilcorp.org. All right. Todd Rausch, thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you for having
me. All right. Okay.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.